From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Pope John Paul II today asked for God's help in ridding the world of war and terrorism. He offered Christmas greetings in 60 languages. But for all that was familiar and traditional in his annual Christmas address in St. Peter's Square, what is noteworthy about this Christmas season for the 83-year-old Roman Catholic pontiff is what was different. John Allen, the Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, is in London today where we found him. John Allen, the Pope is foregoing some of his usual Christmas activities. What are they and why?
Well, the three big things, Robert. The first is on this December 8th, which is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. The Pope, by custom, goes to the column of the Madonna in the Piazza di Spagna, where the Spanish Steps are, and then goes on to Santa Maria Maggiore. This year, he did not go on to the Basilica. On January 6th, it would be customary for him to consecrate new archbishops that have been named in the past year. He's not doing that this year. And the Sunday after that, it would be customary for him to baptize some children from the Roman Archdiocese. He's not doing that either. And all of this is, of course, a reflection of the increasingly frail and fatigued state in which this 83-year-old pontiff finds himself. And then there are other sort of smaller accommodations also to that frailty. I mean, you may have seen during Midnight Mass last night, for example, the Pope did not stand when he pronounced the Eucharistic prayers during Mass. In addition, a thing that most viewers probably didn't notice, the chalice, that's the cup in which the wine is poured that Catholics believe becomes the blood of Christ, that chalice that he used is actually made of a very lightweight titanium rather than the gold or other precious metal that's normally used. That's, of course, so that he can lift it with greater ease.
Is there a sense, though, that given the Pope's physical weakness and his age, that the remainder of his papacy, however long or short that may be, is going to be a lot less active than it was in years past?
Well, if by active you mean the trips, the large-scale public events, then certainly I think there's a sense that some of that is going to have to be scaled back. I mean, I think that the sign of that is, for example, the Vatican has yet to confirm any trips for the Pope for 2004. You know, the customary thing would be for the Pope to take three or perhaps even four large-scale trips a year.
And getting back to his message today, to his Christmas message, he spoke of peace. He spoke especially of the Middle East. Was there anything new or remarkable in his words today?
Well, nothing new in the sense that the Pope, of course, has, like popes before him, has always talked about peace to some extent. But I do think we have entered a new phase of this pontificate in which the global cause of peace and this sort of clarion call to the international community to move beyond war as an instrument of solving disputes has become the heart and soul of John Paul's message. And so I think you're not seeing a change in content. What you are seeing is a change in emphasis.
Although by pairing that appeal for an end to war with an end to terrorism, the Pope seems to be reminding people that he is also mindful of some of the causes of the wars of which he disapproves.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think when you had this steady drumbeat of papal criticism of the buildup to war in Iraq, there was a concomitant criticism that built up that the Vatican was in some sense soft on terrorism, especially Islamic-inspired terrorism, and some alleged that that was because the Vatican did not want to alienate Arab regimes in which this beleaguered Christian minority, some 14 million Arab Christians, is sort of circumscribed. And so I think clearly the Vatican has tried to be even-handed in denouncing both terrorism and war. But it's very clear that I think John Paul's fundamental message here is that violence can beget only further violence. And so he is calling on the international community, and especially the United Nations, to take a much more aggressively peacemaking role.
John Allen, Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. John, thanks a lot for talking with us. Merry Christmas.
You too, Robert.